Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Zach and Josh. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
We want to protest. I mean, that's the worst nightmare right there. Man in the crease. Puck is definitely out of the crease. You can't explain that one to me. You can't. They've tried. You cannot explain that one to me.
Oh, baby. Lindy Ruff there.
I do enjoy, though, saying, like, current Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff.
Yeah.
I have enjoyed
it's nice.
Quite a bit.
I'm just excited. I mean, I'm excited to see what he does. Like, if he brings that, like, same fire. I mean, I know, like, he even talked about how he's changed as a coach,
yep.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But he's never really talked about, like...
I'm going to calm down, guys. Don't worry. It's
going to
change a little
bit. In terms of, like, to the refs and behind the bench and to other coaches and things like that. I don't think we're going to see, like, an Ottawa brawl or anything. But, you know, I'm just interested to see, like, what's going to happen the first time a goal gets overturned or not overturned. Like... What's he going to do?
All of a sudden, punching air, yelling at everybody, and we're all like, we're back, baby. It's the early 2000s. Cell phones are a brick. We're back. TV shows are better. Cartoons are better.
Cartoons
are better. TV shows are better now, but cartoons
were
better back then.
There were good TV shows back then, right?
I mean, I feel like 99 had like Oz, and that was about
what
it.
Was on, I feel like what was on the air 25 years ago?
Friends was still on the air.
Sitcoms were on.
When did Home Improvement go off the air?
Oh, boy.
Wow, we are probably making a lot of people feel very old right now. I'm sorry if anyone out there is hearing this and going, like, what are these kids saying?
Home Improvement, oh, wow. May 25th, 1999.
So, like, a month before
what
this
a year.
Happened.
What a year 99 was.
We lost so much in 1999.
Frank Saravelli does have the trade details for Jacob Markstrom. He is, of course, going to the New Jersey Devils from the Flames, and Calgary is getting in exchange a top 10 protected first round pick of this year, 2020, or next year, 2025, and defenseman Kevin Ball. Josh, you were saying he's a prospect, correct?
Well, he was a prospect when he was traded from Arizona to New Jersey for Taylor Hall.
Okay.
When Hall got sent to Arizona. Don't know if he's still considered a prospect. I don't know how old he is now because that was a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I can get it real quick here.
Solid. He was fine.
Like a okay prospect. I mean, he was traded for Taylor Hall for a reason. So.
Yeah. While you're getting that, the Flames are retaining 30% of Markstrom, and so that knocks down his average annual value to $4 million. And this also was Markstrom waiving his no-trade clause. So that is interesting, especially for a New Jersey team that, like, really, I mean, we've talked about it as Sabres fans, of course, because Lindy Ruff gets fired from New Jersey because of his atrocious goaltending he had mm-hmm. this year.
Yeah.
I think most Sabres fans do agree, and I think even Devils fans agree, that he wouldn't have been available if they had league average goaltending.
Ball is 23. He played all 82 games this year for the Devils and had 11 points.
I feel like you stop being a prospect after like 22.
No, yeah, you're. But he has been playing in the league since 2020.
Okay.
So
okay.
He's been in the league for quite some time. But yeah, no, he. I mean, consistently, he started playing last year, but he played his first game in the league in 2020. So okay. I mean, I don't know. I it's hard to look at prospects for me nowadays because I just want. I don't want to look at prospects anymore.
Well, yeah, as a Sabres fan for years, it was like, I'm looking at prospects because that's the only hope I have. Right, now you're like, every time I look at a prospect, I get more mad that we have too many.
Yeah, but even when I'm looking at other teams, even when I'm like, oh, wow, that team drafted that guy, well, cool. Maybe he'll be something.
Fun.
call me in 5 years when he's scoring 80 points. And
I think the only time I've been mad recently of like another team getting a prospect, like outside of McDavid going to Edmonton, was like Matvei Michkov going to Philadelphia last year. Like I was watching his
fall.
That
was the rest of the NHL's fault, though.
I was watching his fall with like bated breath. I was like, guys.
Yeah, right. And it's like, you look at that and it's all because of this thing with Russia. It's like McGillney all over again.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
like that was the funniest part to me, is it's like we've gone back in time to the Cold War and you're now scared to draft Russian players because like what if they don't come over? But 99% of them want to come over here to play
and
hockey.
Try to find a way to come over. I mean, they
right. Yeah, exactly.
Zach Jones and Josh Schmidt here until 3 o'clock. No Sabres Live or One Bills Live today, but we are focusing on the 25th anniversary of Nogal, getting your thoughts on what you remember from it, because you know, me and Josh are young. I was a little over a year old when that happened. Josh was 8 weeks old. I'm not going to say 2 months. You were 8 weeks old. Joe, you weren't even born yet, right? You were 2 years off.
I was born in 02.
Oh, boy.
A few years off. So we kind of want to get like your thoughts, like 803-0550. Just, you know, what were your thoughts at the time, 25 years later? Is there still some animosity? We read some tweets, and we had someone tweet in named Mike who's like, I still can't stand the Dallas Stars or Brett Hall specifically because I can get it. Like, it leaves a sour taste in people's mouths for decades going on, and we're only at, you know, 2.5 decades. It's not like it's been like a whole lifetime either.
No.
So
it's been a lifetime for us, technically.
It has been a lifetime for us.
Because, I mean, we're at this point in our, yeah. Anyway.
It has been a lifetime for us.
I did find out in our lifetimes, in our conscious lifetimes, that we would remember this happening.
Mm-hmm.
The Sabres have been to double overtime or more 3 times. In our total lifetimes that we wouldn't remember, they've been there 5 times. Again, my point there being, I want to know what it's like to be in a building where it's game 7 and it's double overtime. It's 1 a.m. and you're starting to fall asleep in the seats, but you also can't because you're so stressed out that you're just, everything in the world is hanging on this little black circle that's going around the ice. Like,
I can't do it, man.
I just want I want that feeling once in my life.
Like, good for you, but I'm like, nah, let's finish every game in regulation 2-goal lead. Let's go. For whoever it is.
I will say, I don't mind if it's like a, you know, the Sabre, like last night with the Oilers and the Panthers. Like, the Oilers are up by 1 goal. For 15 minutes, yeah. That was exciting to me, and I don't like either of those teams. Like, it's just that feeling of the adrenaline and, like, the excitement. Like, I don't think any other sport does that well aside from hockey, because it's the low scoring aspect of like soccer, but the high paced of like
basketball. Yeah.
And that's where it's exciting. Like with football, you know, when a team, like, you can tell, oh, this team's going to go down and score here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so for like a whole, like 5 minutes, you know, yeah, like they're going to score here. Like, we're just waiting for it to happen.
Yep.
But with hockey, it's like any second something can change, and it's either great or it's terrible.
Let's go back to the phones here. We've got Dennis on the line. Dennis, how are we doing today, my man?
I'm doing terrific. Boy, you guys are young. I was 34 in 1999. I'm lucky enough to remember the Sabres since pretty much the very beginning, like Tim Horton when he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
The day we measured Ken Dryden's goal pads in the 73 playoffs to get an overtime 2-minute advantage on the power play. The fog amazing. Game, a lot of great memories. A lot of good memories, but unfortunately, 99 wasn't. But it was an interesting thing to lead up to this. We eliminated Toronto in 99 to get to the finals. Now, Game 5 was at Toronto. When I was driving along the Skyway, I saw a line already forming in the early afternoon. So I said, you know what? If we eliminate Toronto, I better get in line now. Now, I counted the people in front of me. I was 36th in line, okay? So just keep that in mind. By the time the next morning, we eliminate Toronto, now we're buying the tickets and they're letting people in. I just said, I just need 4 tickets, you know, if you got game one, or, you know, game three or four, whatever. And he says, well, we're running out of tickets fast. I'll get you what I can get you. And I said, okay, well, that's fine. Well, they just said, well, I hate to tell you this. There's only four tickets left in the entire system for game six. Do you want them? See, you know, I spent all night, you know, in line. Sure, yes, I definitely want these tickets. So I was the very last person who was 36 in line to get tickets for that game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Game. I ended up sitting behind the opposite side of the no goal. So I was behind Ed Belfour during that when that goal was scored. So I really didn't see the controversy at the time. Being disappointed, all I wanted to do was wait for the other people who weren't sitting with me to get together, and we just kind of left. You know, I didn't want to see a cup presentation for the other team. So it wasn't until I was listening to the radio and saw highlights at home where I thought, oh, my God, you know, where I got really upset. But what really bothers me the most to this day was as the summer progressed, there were three major rule changes that were made that involved the no goal. One, they changed the dimensions of the crease to make it a little bit thinner. Second of all, they softened up what was considered goaltender interference in the crease, so they softened that up. And thirdly, and most importantly, on a day that the cup is being presented, the press will not be allowed onto the ice until the commissioner says so. Before that, that didn't apply. So when the no goal was scored, the press bolted out onto the ice. Now, legend has it, and I'm sure Lindy can confirm this, one of the things that Bettman said to Lindy Ruff supposedly was, well, what do you want me to do? Send all the press off the ice and get everyone cleared and then continue the game and look at it? And Lindy was basically arguing, yeah, that's exactly what you do. But it's fascinating that because of that, if they say it was a good goal, they make three rule changes during that summer.
Oh, man. Dennis, thanks for the call, man. That's something I remember, my exact reaction to the rule change after 13 seconds for the Bills was not excitement. It was not cool. Like, now next time, like in overtime, like we'll get a chance here. It was, I'd have loved this before, especially when it, you know, was being re-reported. I mean, it was already reported, you know, at that point, but it was being re-reported. Kansas City wanted this a number of years ago when they lost to New England in somewhat of a same scenario. And I was just sitting there going, if we already had that, maybe I'm not as upset as I am
today.
Well, and that,
it's kind of similar with this rule because everyone agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't remember this. It's just me reading things and watching TV and listening to stories. But everyone agreed that that rule was really, really, really stupid. Like, I, looking back, I even think, like, that rule is really dumb. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, players crash the net all the time. If you're in the net crease but you don't interfere with the goaltender, that's fine. It's part of the ice. And that's what they changed it to after this game. They changed it to, if you don't interfere with the goaltender, you can be in the crease and score a goal. Because imagine, goaltender's not in the net, and you're standing in front of the net, and your teammate passes it to you, and you happen to receive it in the crease. And it's an empty net, you just score it. Like, where's the harm in that, you know? Mm-hmm. And that was everyone's, like, not that exactly, but that idea was, like, our argument of, like, why is this rule is so stupid?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so frustrating to me, is that everyone disagreed that it sucked, but they kept it there anyway. Like why was it even a rule? You know, it's really interesting to think about how much
it changed. And I like that Dennis brought that up too. Again, not like saying it like it was officially a thing or it's more rumored, but I would imagine almost any commissioner would have said something similar of, what do you want me to do? Get everyone off the ice so we can review this? I think almost any commissioner would be like, it counts. Like, it is what it is. Like, everyone's on the ice now. We're starting to celebrate.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to stop everything now? I think almost any commissioner would say the same thing. As much as we can complain about Gary Bettman, and it did affect the Sabres.
I could complain a long time about Gary Bettman.
I think almost any other commissioner would say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Or something along those lines.
But it's the point of, it shouldn't have gotten to that point.
Yes.
You should have done your job in the first place. You should have reviewed the goal before everyone starts. Understandably, the Stars are going to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going to start throwing their gloves in the air, all, you know, piling into each other and everything like that. But it doesn't mean that the press should have came onto the ice. It doesn't mean that you should start rolling out the carpets and getting the cup ready to come out and everything like that. Like, that's the part where I get lost. Because, like, of course, your team's going to celebrate. This happened earlier this year to the Sabres against the Oilers. Joe brought this up earlier this morning.
Oh, yeah.
The Sabres and the Oilers, if you guys remember, they played a game where the Sabres scored a goal in overtime, and it was ruled offside. They made everyone come back out of the locker rooms and play a shootout. And I get it. I get it. It's a regular season game. But it's the same principle of, people were leaving the game. People were going home. That was when I was in Nashville. Me and my buddies were watching the game in a bar, and we saw they scored, and we're like, oh, cool, sweet. And then we left to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at my phone, and I see Sabres winning a shootout, and I'm like,
what do you mean a shootout?
And it was like 45 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is this? Like, what happened? And then I look on Twitter, and everyone's freaking out about it. So it's like, I get that that's a regular season game, but like, the fact that you can do it for a regular season game and not game six of the Stanley Cup final to decide the Stanley Cup, I'm talking about this like I was there. Like, it's just madness that it doesn't make any sense even 25 years later to someone that was not conscious for this event.
It's going to be bad, because I am going to take like the opposite side. And here's, I hate replays. I hate the long drawn out.
I do too.
And so for me, it's like, even in a big moment like that, if you're going to ask me like objectively and neutrally, I would be like, yeah, cool. Like, let's just get to the celebrations. Like, unless it's an obvious foul was committed, what have you, let's just move
on. But to be fair though,
we're watching soccer right now. I can't stand VAR. We're doing it right now.
Right.
And I cannot stand it. It takes forever.
To be fair, it does look like, it's already done.
I mean, some of them are. Others are. Right. We're sitting here watching seven different angles. And I'm like, no. What was the human element? What did we see when it happened?
Yeah.
Show me a shot-by-shot, slow motion look at it. Don't give me that. Because it's the human element that decides it. I'm all for that. That's why I don't like the idea of, you know, robot umps.
Yeah.
And so that's where, as much as it hurts and it stings, that's where, for me personally, if I was in control of sports, you're never seeing a slow motion replay. It is all game speed.
To be fair, immediately after this goal is scored and they pan away from everyone celebrating and they show the replay, the announcers on all of the broadcasts were like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That foot was in the crease, and like, that's against the rules. And we all know it's a stupid rule, but it's against the rules. And then it was just like, oh, well, whatever. And then it just moved on. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. We all just talked about how this was against the rules. And yes, it's a stupid rule, but it's against the rules.
But it still happened.
Like, and everyone can see it, plain as day. Like, that's where it's like, it wasn't like he ran the goaltender and scored the goal, but it was still like, you clearly broke the rule, right? Like, nowadays, like with the Hudson Fashion goal a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
He clearly kicked the puck. Nope, nothing. It's like, I get it, the human element. I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But when it's so egregious and it's so just, what are we doing? Like, this is clearly wrong. Like, I just don't get that.
803-0550 is the number to call. 25 years on since no goal for the Buffalo Sabres. Zach Jones and Josh Schmidt, we were not old enough to really experience that at all. Love hearing your stories about what you remember from it, your feelings now 25 years on. Love to hear that. We're on till 3 o'clock today with no Sabres Live or One Bills Live. Again, 803-0550 is the number to call, and you're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.